Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the seventh perek of Masechtas Menachas, which begins with a list of Menachos that have a mitzvahs kemitzah, v'shoreyem necholim l'koyhanim. The Mishnah said, Minchas ha-soylas, v'ha-machvas, v'ha-marcheshes, v'ha-chalos, v'ha-rikikim, v'five make up the five types of minchas nedava. Additionally, minchas ovdei kechavim, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Minchas ovdei kechavim, can a goy bring a carbon mincha? L'chura, a goy can only bring a carbon oila. Minchas nashim, minchas ha'omer, so much about that in the last parak. Minchas choyte, minchas kanois. And the Gemara essentially brought mekairis how it is we know that the aforementioned, the respective menachos, have a halacha that after the kemitzah, the shirayim wanach. The Gemara said the ksiva, ksiva, there are some words mefurish in the Torah. And even the loy ksiva, Ksiva, Perek Vav, Parashat Sav, the Torah says, Zois Teres HaMincha. And when the Torah talks about the halachas of the Mincha, one of the things the Torah says is that the Shirayim should be given to the Kohanim. The Zois Teres HaMincha is all-inclusive, it's a hekish, that would say that even the Menachis, where it's not Mefurish in the Torah, are Necha L'Kohanim. Still, they're going to be Necha L'Kohanim. But where the Gemara was left hanging was, what about the Menachis that were Basa Oyrim? Specifically, the Minchas HaOymer, and the Minchas Kanois. Meaning, the Gemara thought in Svara, even though we're dealing with a Hekish, but the Gemara thought in Svara that maybe Zois Teres HaMincha only relates to the Iker Menachis, which are Menachis that Abba Chit, and how do you know the Menachis that Abba Sair? And the Gemara brought two Pshat, Chizki Amar, Rabino Amar, just one Ha'ara that we didn't mention yesterday, and that is where Meir Simcha, the Meshach Chachma, says that at the end of the day, it comes out that the Menachis that were Bachitin, it's Mefurish in the Torah, were Nechal Kayhanim. The ones that were Basa'irim are not Mefurish in the Torah. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the reason is because Chazal say throughout Shas that Sa'irim was Meichel Behema. And even though we have here a mitzvah for the Kayin, Lamashcha, to eat this Meichel Behema, this Sa'irim, but at the same time, it's a little bit not fine. It's a little inappropriate. You're giving the Kayin what? Your Meichel Behema? Says Rav Meir Simcha, as a sensitivity, although the Torah wants the Kohen to eat it, and when the Kohen eats it, he's Mekayim a mitzvah, Esed HaRaisa, V'achlu HaYisam, Asher Kupra Bahem. There's no question the Kohen gets a mitzvah for eating the mincha that's Basayim, just like he gets the mitzvah for eating the mitzvah that's Bachitin. But as a sensitivity, the Torah only said a Peramisa. So the Menachas that are Bachitin, that's like the Gemara says right in the beginning of the Ksugya, the Ksiva, Ksiva, Udalai Ksiva, Ksiva. That's before Hashem the Torah. What about the Menachas that are Basayim? That's a really difficult daf. Tucked away, Menachas, Davayin Gimel. For that already, we need Ramazim and really difficult Ramazim. Why did the Torah tell it us so Beremiza? As a sensitivity to the Kohen, we don't want to make it sound like we're giving our Meichel Behema to the Kohen. That's what the Kohen ate in the Beis HaMikdash. He ate Sa'irim. That's something he gave animals. So that sensitivity, the Torah only said it Beremiza. Regardless, the Mishnah had mentioned at the end, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said that there was one type of Mincha that had Kemitzah. And the Shirayim were not Nechal HaKayanim. In fact, the Shirayim weren't Nechal at all. The Shirayim, like the Koyimitz, one of them is Be'ech. And that was the Minchas Choyte of the Koyanim. So if a Koyin was bringing a Minchas Choyte, and again, which Choyte brought the Minchas Choyte? That's a Choyte that did one of the Averis for which Yechayev Karban Oyla V'yoyrit. So Karban Oyla V'yoyrit, at this point we know was not a Karban Oyla. It's a Karban Chatas. It's Oyla V'yoyrit because the price and the type of Karban fluctuated based on the financial status of the Baal Avera. But it was a Karban Chatas, and the Torah said that certain Averis that are Chayev Chatas, you don't necessarily have to bring the Kispa or the Seira, the female sheep or the female goat that a person ordinarily had to bring when he was Chayev Chatas. But over here, it varies. If you can afford to bring a kispa or seira, that's what you bring. If you can't afford that, there's an option to bring shnei tayrim v'shnei bnei yoyna. If you can't even afford that, there was a third option. Thus, the type of carbon was oila v'yoyre. If somebody couldn't afford to bring the animal or even the shnei tayrim v'shnei bnei yoyna, you had to bring the mincha. His mincha was being brought al chet. Thus, his mincha was called a mincha schayte. Now, mincha schayte is an ordinary mincha. It's requires kamitza v'shirayim l'kayhanim. It's one of the 10 menachas that I mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah. Stating that, Reb Shimon said, if the kohen was the one that did the avera, so now it's a kohen that's bringing this minchas chayte, there the halacha is that the shirayim were not nechal l'kayhanim, so the kohen's not going to eat his own shirayim or give it to another kohen to eat the shirayim, but rather the shirayim of the minchas chayte of the kohen gets burnt on the mizbeach as well. And really, the background to Reb Shimon's shita is the pasuk in the Torah, which is going to permeate today's daf. The pasuk, it's in Parshas Sav, it's Perek Vav Pasuk Tazayin. The Chol Minchas Koyen Kolul Tia Loisa Yachel. Pasha, any mincha that a Koyen brings, Kolul Tia. That's the Shprach of a Korban Oilo. Kolul Tia. It should be completely consumed on the Mizbeach. Loisa Yachel, it cannot be eaten. Now, Pasha, this Pasuk is referring to a Minchas Nedova. So if a Koyen is Menad of a Mincha, Minchas Soilus, Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Machvas, Mafeitaner, Chalus, Rakikim, Mechze Chalus, Mechze Rakikim, says the Torah, although ordinarily this Kemitzan, the Shiraim Anechel, over here, the Chol Minchas Koyen Kolul Tia, Loisa Yachel. Over here, the Shiraim is not going to be eaten, meaning it's going to be put completely on the Mizbeach. And really, what the Pasuk means is not even Kemitzan. Means kol tia, you don't do kaimitz. What do you do kaimitz for? Kaimitz is the pshat, you do kaimitz, you take the kaimitz and put it on the mizbeach. What the Torah is saying is, kol tia, there's not even reference of kaimitz. It says, Reb Shimon, that although it's true, this pasuk is referring to the minchas nedava of a kayin, but really it applies to the minchas chayte of the kayin as well, albeit slightly differently. Because whereas the minchas nedava kol tia means you don't even do kaimitz, everything gets put on the mizbeach, by the minchas chayte of the kayin, being that it's still the kayin, there is a concept of kolul tia loisa yachel. The concept is you do kemitza, you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach like you would ordinarily do, but you put the shirayim on the mizbeach as well. So although Reb Shimon's not saying that this pasuk that is talking about the minchas nadava relates equally to the minchas chayte of the kayin, because if it did, you wouldn't be doing kemitza. You just put it completely on the mizbeach. By the minchas nadava, you put it completely on the mizbeach. But stating that, the principle of loisa yachel, that the shirayim is not going to be nechel, as we'll see in another difficult daf this morning, that does apply. Chachamim argue, the chachamim say no. That pasuk's talking about a minchas nadava. The minchas nadava of the kayin, there's no kemitza even. Everything gets put on the mizbeach. What about the minchas chayte of a kayin? It's no different than the minchas chayte of a regular Yisrael. And the minchas Chayte is one of the 10 menachas that the Mishnah said, ve'elu menachas nikmatzos, v'shirayim ne'echolim l'kayhanim. Zok the Gemara. So again, Reb Shimon's shita was that the minchas chayte of kayhanim had kemitza. The kaimitz was put on the mizbeach, like the kaimitz of every mincha was put on the mizbeach, and the shirayim were put on the mizbeach as well. Zok the Gemara, minuani mili. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. It says, v'hoysa l'koyin kemincha. Now that pasuk, v'hoysa l'koyin kemincha, is a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and it's in the parsha of the Minchas Chayte. And after the whole parsha of the Minchas Chayte, so the Torah talks about the oil of Yared, the animals, the birds, and then he can bring a carbon mincha. And at the very end, the Torah says, v'hoysa l'koyin kemincha. Pasha, the mincha goes to the kayin. The mincha is kache kadashim. So what do you do with the mincha? You give it to zichrei kohuna. Stating that, Reb Shimon darshan the words, v'hoysa l'koyin kemincha. And he understood that what it meant was, v'hoysa l'koyin, if a kayin is bringing this mincha, then it's going to be kamincha. Like an ordinary mincha. So let's see the brisa. Shtei avodasuk sheirubay. Tanya Kama, the brisa says that what it means to say is that just like a kohen did the avoida of a mincha, all the avoidas of a mincha were avoidas. In contrast to shchita in a zevach, which was lav avoida, the kmitza and thereto forward mikmitza ve'elach, everything was an avoida. So just like a kohen did the avoida with ordinary menachas, so too if a kohen is bringing his own mincha, it's a minchas chayte of a kohen. V'hoysel kohen, if the kohen is the one bringing the mincha, this is like a real drush. V'hoysel kohen, if the kohen is the one bringing the mincha, then kmincha. Treat it like a regular mincha. Just like a regular mincha, the kohen does the avoida. So to here he does the avoida. Is that what it means? Maybe the way you read it is, that if a kohen is bringing a mincha, it's a mincha schoite of a kohen, then it should be kam mincha, that the kohen should be able to eat it. Why would you think not that way? Because there's a pasuk that says that the kohen's mincha goes completely on the mizbeach. The brisa speaks to that. Umani mekayim u'b'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisi yachal. Isn't there a pasuk that says he can't eat the mincha of a kohen? No, that's minchas nedvasai. That's the minchas nedava of a kohen, like we spoke out. Avol choy vasai teinachal. It's Talmud Loimar. So the pasuk says, v'hoysa la kohen kemincha. Makish choy vasai v'nidvasai. It says the Gemara, it's a little bit more mashma, that the way you're supposed to read this is v'hoysa la kohen kemincha, that the kohen's Minchas Choyte should be like the Koyen's Minchas Nedava. So it's not V'hoysel LaKoyen, the Koyen's Minchas Choyte should be like an ordinary Mincha. It's the Koyen's Mincha should be like the Mincha of a Koyen. If that's the case, if the Braisa or the Pasuk is coming to teach me a halacha about whether the Minchas Choyte of the Koyen is Nechal or is not Nechal, we shouldn't say that it's K'mincha like a regular person's Mincha. We should say it's like a Koyen's Mincha. And if that's the case, Manud Vasay Eina Necheles, Af Choy Vasay Eina Necheles. So if the purpose of this Pasuk is to tell me a halacha regarding whether or not the Minchas Choyte of a Koyen is Nechal, if anything, it would teach me that it's not Nechal. Now, I don't need a Pasuk, speaks out the Shita Mekubetzes, Pash Pshat in this Gemara, not easy Gemara, to tell me that the Minchas Choyte of a Koyen is not Nechal. Because really, if I wouldn't have any information, I would assume if the Minchas Nedav is not Nechal, Loisayachal, the Torah says, then the Minchas Choyte should be Nechal either. So at the end of the day, I have two options of what to do with this Pasuk, Loisal Koyen Kemincha. Either it's coming to teach me Halacha that the Koyen could do the Avoida, more about that later in the daf, of his own Minchas Choyte, or it's coming to teach me Halacha about whether it should be Nechal or not Nechal. It can't be teaching me that it should be Nechal, because it's mashma that it's keminchas nedava v'koyin, which is not nechal. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's not nechal, because lishtoik kramine, vano yadana, and I'm going to know that it's not nechal. Must be, it's coming to teach me what the Gemara thought initially it's coming to teach me, and that is shetayav avaydasik sheirapay, that if a koyin is ringing a minchas chayte, he's allowed to do his own avayda. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said, I don't agree with everything that Tanakama just said. Does it say in the Torah, v'hoysel ha-koyin keminchasoy, v'aloyloy nemar ela kemincho, what it says is kemincho. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, I think we couldn't work with the second tzad that the Tanakama had in the Braisa, in v'hoysel ha-koyin kemincho. What was the second tzad? That the dine achila of the minchas choyte of the kohen should be kemincha, like an ordinary mincha. How so? Lahakish minchas choyte shekoyhanim keminchas choyte shel Yisrael. Ma minchas choyte shel Yisrael nikmetzes, af minchas choyte shel kohanim nikmetzes. It's coming to teach me that just like an ordinary minchas choyte has kemitzes, so to the minchas choyte of a kohen has kemitzes. Ima minchas choyte shel Yisrael nikmetzes shirin necholim. An ordinary minchas choyte has kemitzes and the shirayim was nechal, af minchas choyte shel kohanim nikmetzes v'shirin necholim. Maybe here the shirayim should be nechal as well. Talmud loymer lakoyen kemincha. So Rav Shimon said v'hoysol lakoyen kemincha is referring to the dinim of exactly how the avoid of the minchas choyte of the koyin was done. Kemincha teaches me that there was kemitza, but at the same time, emphasis on lakoyin kemincha. It's lakoyin. It's the part that the koyin does. That's kemincha. The koyin does the kemitza. That part is like an ordinary mincha. However, v'loy li'ishin kemincha, but the part that went on the mizbeach was not like a mincha. Meaning, whereas ordinarily a minchas choyte shal Yisrael, the shi was eaten over here, and only the kaimitz went on the mizbeach. Over here, everything is going to go on the mizbeach. Hoketzad. So if there's kemitza, how does it reconcile with the fact that everything is going on the mizbeach? Isn't the definition of kemitza you do kemitza and you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is nechal? So how could you have it both ways? Kaimitz karev ba'atzmoy v'ashirayim kraven ba'atzmon. You do kemitza. Thus, in that sense, it's v'hoysel la'koyin, the minchas choyte of the koyin is like an ordinary mincha, in that there's kemitza. But at the same time, it's only la'koyin kemincha. Because whereas an ordinary minchas choyte of Yisrael, only the kemitz goes on the mizbech, here, after you do the kemitza, even the shirayim is going to go on the mizbech. So the bottom line is that Reb Shimon's mekar, how he knows this chiddush, that the minchas choyte of a koyin, you did kemitz on the one hand, but at the same time, the shirayim went on the mizbeach. It's learned out from this pasuk, three words tucked away at the very end of the parasha of the Karban Oil of Yoyred. It says, v'hoysa la'koyen kemincha. V'hoysa la'koyen kemincha. Poshit means that the minchas choyte goes to the koyen. Koyen is kodesh kodashim. All menachas are kodesh kodashim. Thus, you have to give it to the koyen. But says the Torah, says Reb Shimon, there's a drush over here. V'hoysa la'koyen is referring to the minchas choyte of a koyen. The minchas choyte of a koyin is kemincha, but only the koyin kemincha. The koyin part is kemincha. The koyin who does the kemitza, that's like an ordinary mincha. You do kemitza. But v'loy li'ishin kemincha. But in terms of what goes on the mizbeach, it's not like an ordinary mincha. What does that mean? Ordinary mincha. Only the koyin goes on the mizbeach. Here, everything is going to go on the mizbeach. What did the Tanakama do with this pasuk? Tanakama who argues with Reb Shimon. Tanakama learned something else from this pasuk. He agreed, V'hoysel HaKoyin is teaching me halacha about the minchas choyte of a koyin, but V'hoysel HaKoyin kemincha, that just like an ordinary mincha, a koyin does the avoda, so too, V'hoysel HaKoyin, if a koyin is bringing A minchas chayte, a kohen, which we know, but even the kohen himself that's bringing the carbon, he could do his own avodah. So could a kohen do the avodah of his own carbon? That's what it's coming to teach me. Says the Gemara. Is this the makar to this halacha? I know from somewhere else. How do you know that if a kohen is bringing his own carbon, that he has a right to do his own avodah? Talmud Loimar, it says, b'chol avas nafshoy, etc. V'sheiris. And we learn from there, dvarim yudches, pasuk vavin zayin. From there we learn, the b'chol avas nafshoy, whenever a kohen wants to do the avodah, v'sheiris. Now, a kohen couldn't just do the avodah. There was a whole seder. There were chav dalad mishmaris. Sometimes there were more, sometimes there were less. But there were mishmaris, and there was a whole seder. There was a beis av. Couldn't just do the avodah. There were gairolos, as the mishnayos and the gemaras talk about in Masechtas Yuma. So what does it mean a kohen could do the avodah whenever he wanted to? The kohen gadol could do the avodah whenever he wanted to. He's neitel chelik b'roish and he's makriv chelik b'roish. But a kohen hedyut couldn't. We're talking about a kohen who's bringing his own carbon. If a kohen is bringing his own carbon, he can do his own avodah. So again, why do I need this possible place? A kohen can tell me that a kohen could do the avodah with minchas chayte of a kohen. Isn't there a halacha regarding all karbanos? So the Gemara says, "Imi hasam hava mina hani mili davash in ba'achet." From there, you would think maybe a carbon that's not ba'achet, apal davash ba'achet. But if it's something that's ba'achet, emoloi. Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, Ein chavosh master atzmai mi beis ha'asurim. It's actually an idea that permeates halacha in certain places. So maybe if it's Baal Chet, so you need another kohen to go on your behalf and bail you out. Maybe you can't do your own avodah. But the Gemara says, V'ha nami mehacha nafka mehasam nafka. I have a pasuk that tells me that a kohen could do the avodah for his own carbon, even if the carbon's ba'achet, the pasuk says, Bamidbar tezvav. So we're going from Vayikra to Dvarim to Bamidbar. V'chiper ha-koyen al ha-nefesh ha-shoygeges. Becheta b'shkaga, the words becheta b'shkaga are extra to teach me. So I know that as well. I would think that maybe that's talking about an aver b'shoik. That's what the pasuk says. V'chiper ha'koyin ala nevesh ha'shoy geges becheta b'shkaga. Avol b'meizid loy, but maybe b'meizid not kamash malon. And the parish of minchas chayte is talking even about a meizid. Says the Gemara, where b'meizid heichem ishkachas la? Is that true? So you have to go through the list of karbon oil of yoyeritz. There aren't that many. But if you go through the list, there's one that's Baal Mezid, and that is Shvuah Sa'edos, Bezodain Shvuah. The parasha of Shvuah Sa'edos is one of the Karbonos Oil of a Yairet. In that parasha, someone that violated Shvuah Sa'edos, B'mezid, has to bring an Oil of a Yairet. Kamash Mu'am HaKiddush, that if a Koyen was the one that was over the parish of Shavuos Eidos. He's now Bedali Dalos. He has to bring a carbon mincha. So he's bringing a carbon now, al chet, but for an aveiru that he did b'mezid, the halacha is, we learn out from V'hoysel HaKoyin K'mincha, that he could do the avodah. Just one maramakim that's worth mentioning, something that we've spoken out a few times, and that is the Chasam Sofer and Tshuva, and Chasam Sofer brings it in Teres Maisha as well, and that is that we know Shechit is K'sher Bazar. So ordinarily, if a person was going to bring a carbon, he didn't have the option of doing the avodah by himself. Because mikabal ve'elach mitzvah kohuna, you have to do it with a kohen. So someone that's a kohen, okay, that's this gemara right here. But someone that's not a kohen, most people are not kohanim. They didn't even have the ach, but they were able to do shechita lavavoydei. So was there an inyan for the zar to learn how to do shechita and to do the shechita himself? So the Chasam Sofer says that historically speaking, the zar did not do a shechita and. Presumably the Kayan would lekatchila do shechita. There's many gemaras that are mashma that the Kehanim used to do the shechita. And even though there's a Zayar, the Zayar Kodesh says that a Kayan's not allowed to do shechita. We've spoken a lot about this, specifically when we learned Masechtas Vakim. But the Chasam Sofer says a Davar Neira. He says, historically, as much as the Zayar never did shechita, there was one Kayan that used to always do the shechita. And that is by the Bechar. So if somebody had a Bechar, Shoy, Rai Kesef, Oy Eiz, Ki Yivolet, he would hand it over to the Kayan. So even though it was the Kayans, but the Baal HaBechar would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he would try to lekatchila do the Shechita by himself. And the Chasam Sofer says he thinks the reason is because the whole idea of Bechar is related, of course, to Makas Bechairis. And by Makas Bechairis, Chazal say it was an Ivaloy Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it Bechvayda Ve'atzmai. So really, the optimal way for us to be Mekayim our mitzvah of Bechar is to do it on Yivalei Shliach. He discusses it in the context of doing Pidyon Aben al Yidei Shliach, but regardless, so here you have a discussion about a Kayin who could do any Avodah. So is it okay for the Kayin to do the Avodah? Bottom line is yes. It doesn't matter if it's a carbon Nadava. It doesn't matter if it's a carbon that's Baal Chet. And even a carbon that's Baal Chet with Avodah was done B'mezid. The Gemara said, Heichim Mishkachas La, let's say Shfuah Sa'idos. Incidentally, there are other carbonists that are Baal Chet. The reason the Gemara mentions Zodah and Shavuos because we're discussing the Minchas Chayteh. That's the one example of a Karban Mincha that's Balchet, but it's a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, where the Mishnah discusses different types of Averos, Hashem Shefcha Charufa. There's examples of different Averos that are Ba Al Chet, where the Averu wasn't done B'Shoigig, the Averu was done B'Mez. Regardless, we have two Shitas. We have the Tanakam in our Mishnah, who was Saisim, and we have Shitas Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Barichai, who argued minchas chayte that was being brought by a kohen. How was it brought? They both agree that there was kmitza. There's nothing to talk about. V'hoysel ha-kohen k'mincha. There was definitely, it was like a regular mincha. Nothing to talk about. There was definitely kmitza. The question is, after the kmitza was done, what happened afterwards? According to the Chachamim, like every mincha, like the 10 menachas that are mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah, and Ayin Beis Amidbeis, you took the kohenitz, you put it on the mizbeach, deshirayim, v'necha l'kayanim, v'mashcha, you enjoy it by your next suda. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says, after the kmitza, you took the koimetz and you put it on the mizbeach, and then you took the shirayim and you put that on the mizbeach as well. Says the Gemara, there's a third shita. Who's the third shita? Tanya idach. Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon said, minchas chayte shel koyhanim nikmetzes, v'hakoimetz kore b'fnei atzmai, v'hashirayim kore b'fnei atzmai. That's Reb Shimon and the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon said, hakoimetz kore b'atzmai, v'hashirayim mispazrim al beis adashim. So the koimetz was put on the mizbeach, like every mincha. What about the shirayim? It wasn't nechal, like the Tanakam in our Mishnah. It wasn't put on the mizbeach, like Reb Shimon b'yichal either. Rather, what was done with it was spread out on the base hadeshin. Sok the Gemara, Amr Abchiyah Barabba, Havi Bar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan heard this braisa, and he wondered out loud. He said, base hadeshin dehecha. What did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon mean when he said it was put on the base hadeshin? Ida lamayla, did he mean the base hadeshin? That's where all the deshin, all the ashes were on top of the mizbeach. Hainu avua, that's the marocha. Meaning, you're saying you put it over to where all the deshin is, all the ashes. That's Beroish HaMizbeach. There was a tapuach, if you remember, Beroish HaMizbeach, where they would gather everything to the middle. So, b'churi, you mekayim a mitzvah saktor if you're doing that. So, if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that you take the shirayim and you put it on the base hadeshin, he's saying the same thing Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai. And if he meant that there was a base hadeshin, lemata, that's referring to the place where they used to take the trumas hadeshin. V'hoytzias hadeshin al michutz lamachan, the Torah says. That was outside of Yerushalayim. Is that what he means? So he says, yesh ha-chadovash ha-karev lamata? That's like a funny halacha. So you take the koimetz, you put it on the mizbeach. What do you do with the shirayim? That shirayim mispazrin al beis hadeshin? You throw it in the garbage? I mean, that's essentially what it would mean if it means the beis hadeshin to lamata. That's what they did with the trumas hadeshin. V'hoytzias hadeshin al michutz lamachin. Amalei Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said, yeah, domalei yibud. Why does that bother you so much? You find there are certain things in the beis hamikdash where the halacha was, it wasn't eaten, it wasn't put on the mizbeach, but they used to take it to the Beis Hadeshin. They did it with the Trumas Hadeshin. You had the Parim HaNisrafim, Sugis, and the end of Masech Tzvachim that discussed this in great detail. What's the big deal? So the Gemara said, when Rabbi Abba said that, Achichi Allah, they started laughing in Beis Medrash. They said, of course we know there's a concept of something that goes Le'ibud, but Likatchila, to take a chelik of a carbon and say, Hinini Muchanam Zuman, that what am I going to do with this? This is going to Le'ibud. Le'ibud is something you do if something goes wrong. But Likatchila, put the koimetz on the mizbeach and throw the rest in the garbage. There's no precedence for that. So being that there's no precedence for that, time is the Gemara, v'chiyesh l'chadovash akariv Le'ibud. So what's Pashup Shain or B'lazib Reb Shimon? He means the Beis Hadeshin L'mayla, that's Reb Shimon Vayichai. Elamai, he means the Beis Hadeshin. That's michutz l'machir, Likatchila, that's what you should do. So the Gemara says, yeah, that is what it means. You never find such a thing. Here we have precedent. Here we have a makarfit. Tani Avud Rab Abin. So Rab Abin's father came and he said, I'll tell you a braisa. It says in the Torah, Kol minchas koyein kolol tia loiseyach. And we learn from there, lachila hi kashtia. Now that's the pasuk that says that the minchas adava of a koyin was kolot, it was treated like a carbon oil. You weren't allowed to eat it. We learned from there that only lachila that we compare it. V'loy l'davarach, says the Gemara, Maikom. What does this mean? Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Ochikom. This is where Abba meant, and now we'll understand how this explains Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Kol minchas koyin, it says in the Torah, kol minchas koyin, kol tia, and then it says, loy siyachel. Now Abaya darshan the pasuk backwards. The kol minchas koyin, again, kol tia is the first thing it says in the pasuk, loy siyachel is the second thing it says in the pasuk. Abaya said, let's work backwards. Kol minchas koyin, loy siyachel, chayvas. That's referring to the minchas koyin that he's bringing because he has to bring a mincha, also known as the minchas chayte. There the halach is loy siyachel. Kolol tia, when it says in the Torah, kolol tia, it should be completely on the Mizbech, nidvasa. That's referring to his nidav. So Abayit basically took a pasuk that talks about the Minchas Koyin. It says two things, kolol tia, loisi yachel. Pasha, it's all the same thing. Kolol tia means burn it, loisi yachel, is a loisa say, that you're not allowed to eat it. But Abayit really chopped it up. He said kolol tia is referring to one type of Minchas Koyin. Loisi yachel is talking about another type of Minchas Koyin. And he went backwards. Loisi yachel, the second one, is referring to the minchas choyte of a kohen, and there the halacha is merely loisayach. It doesn't say you put the entire mincha on the mizbeach. It's just loisayach. Kolot is referring to the minchas nedava of a kohen. But at the end of the day, you have a pasuk. You have a pasuk that says that the minchas choyte of a kohen is not kolot. It's only loisayach. Because although it says kolot, kolot is referring to the minchas nedava. Loisayach is referring to the minchas choyte. So you want to know the makar. How I know that you do kemitza, but at the same time you don't put it completely on the mizbeach like Rishon Bayichai, because it doesn't say kolotia. Kolotia, yeah, that's the tatashita, that's from Rishon Bayichai. But said Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, really loisayachel is referring to the minchat. Loisayachel means you can't eat it, so it's not like the Tanakama, but it also doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's also not like Rishon Bayichai. Thus, this middle shita. So what do you do with it? You send it to the Beis Hadash and Michutz L'Machane. Is there a concept of a carbon that lekatchila goes le'ibud? Not really. But here I have an exception. You know why? Because it's a pasuk. The pasuk loisayachel. How else am I supposed to dash on the pasuk? We're contrasting between the minchas koyin that was a nedava and the minchas koyin that was a chayva. The one that's a nedava, that's kolotia. The one that's a chayva is merely loisayachel. Loisayachel meaning it's not kolotia. So what does that mean? It's not eaten. It says loisayachel. It's also not kolotia because that's the comparison. Thus, what it must mean is you send it El Beis Hadash Michutz L'Machane. Some of the Rava, and there's a big discussion here in the Rishonim exactly what Abaye and Rava are arguing about. Usually it's very straightforward. Over here it's a little bit unclear. So Rava tells Abaye, as we'll see, Sakina Harifa Mafsik Kroy, what, you're taking a sharp knife and you're slicing and dicing psukim? But Rava's going to do the same thing. Ella, my Rava. So Rava said what the pasuk really means is Kol Minchas Koyein Kol Tia Nidvasei. Kolol tia and loisi yachel, you're right, are talking about two different types of minchas koyins. The first one, kolol tia, is referring to the nedava. Loisi yachel, the second one, is referring to the chayva. Now, if you think about it, Rava did the same thing Abaye did. He took a sakina harifa and he was mafsuki kroy. All Rava did differently than Abaye was is that he presented it differently. Abaye presented it backwards and Rava presented it grud. Abaye said that loisi yachel, working backwards, is referring to the minchas chayva. Kolol tia is referring to the minchas nedava. Rava said kolol tia is referring to the minchas nedava. Loisayachel is referring to the minchas chayva. If you're halting cheshbon, they said the same exact thing. It's just the order. So tzorich bir. What exactly are Abaye and Rava arguing? I am Birishayna. But the bottom line is Abaye and Rava both seem to be saying something very similar, and that is the makart of Lazar Shimon is this pasuk. Minchas Koyen, Kolol Tia is one type of Minchas Koyen, Loisayachel is another type of Minchas Koyen, Kolol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nadava, Loisayachel is referring to the Minchas Chayva, thus, it's Loisayachel, you can't eat it, it's also not Kolol Tia, because that's what we're comparing and contrasting, must be, you send it, says the Gemara of Epechana, how do you know Kolol Tia is referring to the Minchas Nadava, and Loisayachel is the Minchas Nadava? Maybe Kolol Tia is referring to the Minchas Chayva, and Loisayachel is referring to the Minchas Nedava. So the Gemara says, Mestaber Nedvasei Havalei Lerbuye. It makes sense that the Minchas Nedava should be the one that's Kolol Tia. And the background is really the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk and the previous parsha, something we spoke about, Meshana Rabba's daf, and that is that the pasuk is talking about the Minchas Chavita. So every single day the Kohen Gadol used to bring a carbon, it was a carbon mincha, it was called the Minchas Chavita. The hinani of the kohen. It was machzisa ba'boiker, or machzisa ba'era. So there were certain korbanos that were brought twice during the day. You had the carbonella, this is one of them. So twice there was a minchas chavitin that was born. It was essentially one mincha, that was the gemara that we learned together. It was machzisa, machzisa. Half of it was brought in the morning, the other half was brought in the evening. The Torah says, that what do you do with that? Va'koyin ha-mashiach tachta mi'banav yasa oisachak oilam, la'ashem kolol tachta. It had to be completely burnt on the mizbeach. Makes sense. It's a Minchas Koyin, right? So it was completely burnt on the Mizbeah. Next pasuk is the pasuk we're discussing now. V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Loisayachel. So this pasuk, V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Loisayachel, is not in a vacuum. It's actually in a broader context. And the broader context is the parish of the Minchas Chavit. So we're discussing the Minchas Chavit and that the Koyin got the board every day. That was Kol Toktar, says the pasuk. The very next pasuk is V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Loisayachel. So essentially, the mitzvahs Kolol Tia that the Torah says regarding an ordinary Minchas Kayin, we're comparing to the Minchas Chavit. So we have a shaila now. When it says Kolol Tia, is referring to the Minchas Nedava of the Kohen or the Minchas Chayv of the Kohen? Because in the Pasuk we have Kol Tia and we have Lo Yisayacha. One is referring to the Minchas Nedava of the Kohen, one's referring to the... And the Gemara says, how do I know which one is Kol Tia? So the Gemara says, the one that's going to be Kol Tia is at the end of the day going to be the one that's similar to the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin was Kolo Takta. So whichever one is Kol Tia is going to be like the Minchas Chavitin. So now the question is, which one of these two Minchas Koyains is more similar to the Minchas Chavitin? The Minchas Nedava of the Koyain or the Minchas Chayte of the Koyain? Says the Gemara, Mistabra Nedvasa Yavale Lerbuye, Shekain Tadira. One similarity that it has between the Minchas Chavitin is that it's Tadr. Minchas Nedava was Tadr. Something that I'm assuming happened often. The Minchas Chavitin was Tadr. It happened every day. Loichati. The Minchas Chavitin had nothing to do with an Aveira that the Kohen is not bringing it L'chapara every day. The Minchas Nedava has nothing to do with Aveiras either. And Basim Reche. The Minchas Chavitin, like most Menachis, had Levoina, it had Shemen. The Minchas Nedava had Shemen and Levoina as well. And this is all in contrast to the Minchas Chayte. Minchas Chayte wasn't Tadr. It was Ba'al Chet, and it's not Basim Reche. It doesn't smell Gushmak. Because there is no Shemen and there is no Levain. But the Gemara says, Adir Rabbah, I can argue that the Minchas Chayva is similar. Shekain Isarain, it was the same Shir of Soiles, and Chayva, they're both a Chayva. The Minchas Adava is by definition a Nadava. Whereas the Minchas Chavitin is Chayva, and the Minchas Chayte, if you're Chayiv, you're Chayva. So again, how do I know which one should be called here? Mechat Pesi, the Minchas Adava is more similar. The Gemara says, Anach Nefishin. Sometimes you count. So, Minchas Nedava has three similarities. This has two similarities. Back of the envelope arithmetic. Three is more than two. Thus, the Minchas Nedava is the one that's going to be called Tia. The Minchas Chayte is going to be the one that's going to be Loi. So, the bottom line is the Gemara addressed Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Shita, who holds that the Minchas Chayte of a Kohen, you did Kemitza, you put the Kemitza on the Mizbech, and then you put the Shmai on the Mizbech. The Gemara addressed the third Shita, Rav Shimon Shita, that you did Kemitza with the Minchas Chayte of the Kohen, you put the Kemitza on the Mizbech, the Shirayim were not Nechel, but rather the Shirayim were, and weren't put on the Mizbech either. It was Vahitzi and Sadeshin al Michutz Lamachna. He did with it what you did with the Truma Sadeshin. He used to take it al Michutz Lamachna outside Yerushalayim. Is there an idea of a carbon that a Katkhila part is going to Yibut? You have a pasuk. It says Loisayachal. That's what Loisayachal means. The first Shita was the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is that you do Kemitza and the Shirayim aren't going to be Nechal. Says the Gemara that Rab Shimon Bar Yochai and Rab Elazar Rab Shimon, I should say, his makar was this pasuk of Loi Seyachal. The whole Minchas Koyen, Kol Tia is one part of the pasuk. Loi Seyachal is another part of the pasuk. The Rabbanan, meaning Sai the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and Sai Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, both din darsh in this pasuk. So, Freit the Gemara, Hai, Kol Minchas Koyen, Kol Tia, Loi Seyachal, my Avdilei. What is it coming to say? So, the Gemara, Mibayeluhu, Lechidetanya, following Brai, say, Ein Liela, El Yoina, Bekol, Utoktar, Vitachtoina, Beloi Seyachal. So, the pasuk again mentioned the Minchas Chavitin, and then right afterwards it mentions the Minchas Koyen. What do you do with the Minchas Chavitin? Two words, Kol Utoktar. What do you do with the Minchas Koyen? Kol Tia, Loi Seyachal. So, says the Gemara, the El Yoina, the Minchas Chavitin, it says the words Kol Utoktar. Vitachtoina, the Minchas Koyen, it says the words Lo Yisayach. How do you know that the words Kol Takta relate to a Minchas Koyen? And how do you know that the words Lo Yisayachel relate to a Minchas Chavitin? Talmud Lo Yimar Kol Kol L'Gzeir Shav. It says the word Kol by the Minchas Chavitin. It says the word Kol by the Minchas Koyen. Mala halon the kol taktar afkan the kol taktam afkan litin loisa say alachi losay afla halon litin loisa say alachi losay. In other words, what we need here is that don't darshan anything loisa yachel say the chacham and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai as well. All loisa yachel is telling me it's a loisa say that if somebody eats it, he's going to be over loisa say. And by the way, this loisa say relates not only to the minchas koye, but this loisa say is going to relate to the minchas chavitin as well. Boy, Ravina koyin sheachal min ha'emurim. Nahu. So we have an interesting chiddush over here. The Torah says the Minchas Koyen is Kol Tia. It has to go completely on the Mizbech. What type of Minchas Koyen does it mean? So it certainly means a Minchas Nedava. What about the Minchas Chayti of a Koyen? It's Machoikas of Shimon Bar Yochai in the Tanakam. According to the Tanakam, the Shirayim of the Minchas Chayti of a Koyen were eaten. According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that also went on the Mizbech. But the bottom line is, what would be if a Koyen would eat from a Minchas Koyen that he wasn't supposed to eat? He's over a Loisa. Get Malthus. Loisa Yacha. Klet Ravina, what happens if a Koyen eats a Murim from an ordinary carbon? So the chelik of the carbon is supposed to go on the Mizbech. It's not supposed to be Nechel.
What's the halacha? Meaning, is he going to get malchus or not? Says the Gemara. Lav the zorus like coming by. That's pashit that he's going to get malchus for being over the loisase of the chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. Now pashit, that pasuk means that if someone that's not a kohen is not allowed to eat kachim. Certain kachim is not nechal zor. Kachim kadoshim is not nechal zor. Certain kachim kalim can eat, but not kachim kadoshim. So even though this person is a kohen, and a kohen is technically not a zar, but klape, the emurim that's supposed to go on the mizbech, he's treated like a zar. Thus, it's pashal get malchus for the loisase of a chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. His question was, is he going to be over this loisase? When the Torah said, v'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisa yacha, that the minchas kohen that goes on the mizbech, there's a loisase of loisa yacha. Is it only true for the minchas kohen, or is it true for anything that's supposed to go on the mizbech? Anytime there's a din of kol tia, any chelik of any carbon that's supposed to go on the mizbech, if a kohen goes ahead and eats it, maybe he's going to get malchus. Nah, what's the halacha? Amar Rav Aharon. You don't see that very often. The Ravina, Toshma, the Tanya, Rav Elazar, Omer, Kol Shehu, Bekol Tia. Everything has kol tia. What does it mean? Everything. Litin loisa el achilasa. Anytime there's a mitzvah to put something on the mizbech, and somebody goes, even a kohen eats it, he's going to be over the loisa say of loisa yachas. So just one ha'ara, and that the Gemara mentioned that it was pasha to Ravina that if a kohen would eat the emurim that's supposed to go on the mizbech, he'd be over the loisa say of a chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. Even though loosely translated, a zar means someone that's not a kohen, he's not a levi, right? He's a zar. That's pashat, the understanding of what a zar means. But at the same time, this pasuk of chazar loyech al kodesh relates even to a kohen, because the kohen klape the emurim is a zar. And the truth is, if you think about it, what does zar mean? Zar doesn't mean Yisrael. Zar doesn't mean someone that can't get the first two aliyahs. What a zar by definition means is you're a fremder. You're a stranger. It's not, you're doing something you're not supposed to do. A zar is kachim, the person that can't eat kachim. Thus, Yisrael that can't eat kachim is the zar. But being that even a kohen can't eat emurim, it's a klapi de emurim, even the kohen would be treated as a zar. Just one maramakim, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah that talks about in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos that the avodah on Yom Kippur had to be done by the kohen gadol. Clears a shayla, what would be if a kohen headed would do the avodah on Yom Kippur? Would it be over the loisase that says that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? On the one hand, he's not a zar. He's a kohen. So if he's a kohen, mechatesi should be over the loisase. But clears the Minchas Chinuch that being that the mitzvah of the avodah Yom Kippur is supposed to be done by kohen gadol, so it could be even the kohen headed is treated like a zar. Because although he's not a zar in the generic sense, but klapi this avodah, he is a zar. And being that chukah ksivba, right, we know that it's ma'ak that the kohen gadol do the avodah Yom Kippur. So it's very clear the kohen gadol is the one that has to do the avodah. So now even if a kohen headed does it, it could be he'd be over the, says the Minchas Chinuch, I'll take it a step further. We know there's four avodahs. There's the dalar avodah Saddam, Shechita Kabbalah, Lachas Rika, Kmitza, etc. And there's the other. What were the other dalar avodahs? The other dalar avodahs are the four avodahs that if a zar does them, he's going to be chayv misa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be if a kohen headed would do one of those? That Zrika is one of the dalar avodahs. See, he does one of the mem gimel hazayis. Maybe he has to do all the mem gimel hazayis. That's the Pesuk Rav and Sefer by Mefaglu Bechatzim Matar. But let's say a kohen headed would do the avodah on Yom Kippur. It'd be one of the dalar avodahs for which he chayv misa. Would the zar be chayv misa? So I don't have the Minchas Chinuch in front of me, but he says he found the Sharon Melech clears the Shiloh, and he says, Ve'ein li hachra b'shas. He says, I have no hachra in shas. I have no raya. So it's a nice, geshmaka, classic Minchas Chinuch. But he says at the end of the day, I have no hachra. So you have to know what the Shiloh of the Minchas Chinuch was. I don't think the Minchas Chinuch Shiloh was, could the Kohen Hedid ever be treated as a Zar? That's Mefurash HaGemar. Because then I think the Minchas Chinuch would have achra in shas. We just learned the Gemara that if a kohen would eat the emurim, he'd be over. Ravina said the pasuk, the chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. What do you mean he's not a zar? He's a kohen hedyet. The teretz is being that he's not allowed to eat the emurim, he's treated like a zar. So lechura with reason to say that the kohen hedyet who's not allowed to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, chukak zivot, ma'akiv that the kohen gadol will do the avodah, then lechura, why should he not be treated like a zar? So you have to know exactly what the minchas chinuch shayla was. Regardless, zok the mishnah vayter, minchas kohanim, u'minchas kohen mashiach, u'minchas nesachim lemizbeach, ve'im lekohanim, ve'im behem lekohanim. So the first Mishnah discussed the 10 examples of Menachis where there was Kemitza and the Shirayim were Nechal Kehanim, and now we have a much shorter list. The Minchas Kehanim, we know what that is. U'minchas Koyen Moshiach. That was the Minchas Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. U'minchas Nesachim, that's the Mincha that came along with certain Garbanos. La Mizbeach, they went on the Mizbeach, the Eim Behem Kehanim. Meaning there was no Kemitza, there was no shirayim that was nachal kehanim, it was put complete. So not every mincha had kemitza. That's this Mishnah right here. Ubaze yafa koyach hamizbech mikoyach. This is an example, three examples of where the mizbech gets more than the kohen. Yafa koyach hamizbech. The mizbech gets the entire mincha. The kohen doesn't get anything. Another example of where you see we treat the mizbeach as a living organism. Achilas mizbeach, shtias mizbeach, ubeze yofa koyach hamizbeach, mikoyach hakoyanim. Shtei halechem lechem aponim, necholim lakoyanim. Those were both menaches. They were both nechol completely by the koyanim. The shtei halechem did not go on the mizbeach. Zayir HaKadosh, But it didn't go on the mizbeach. The lechem upon him, of course, didn't go on the mizbeach either. Thus, they were nechal kayhanim, ve'im bahem l'mizbeach, u'bezev yach v'koyach ha-kayhanim. In that sense, the kayhanim had a koyach that the mizbeach did. They got the shtei alechem, they didn't get the lechem upon him. Now, just kedai to speak out, because we put so much koyachas into these sugyas, that as much as the shtei alechem itself didn't go on the mizbeach, but the shtei alechem were part of a bigger carbon. In fact, it was a zika, as in Yevamis, there was a Zika relationship between the two Shalmei Tzibur, the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, and the Kifsei Atzeres did go on the Mizbeach. So from that standpoint, as much as it's true that the Shtei Alechem physically didn't go on the Mizbeach, but it was part of a bigger carbon that did have a chelik that went on the Mizbeach, Lechem Aparim as well. Lechem Aparim came along with the Bezichei Levayin. But the bottom line is the Shtei Alechem itself and the Lechem Aparim itself didn't go on the Mizbeach. Says the Mar Vesu Lecha, Reisha the Mishnah said, three examples, the Minchas Koyen, the Minchas Koyen Mashiach, that's the Minchas Chavitim, and the Minchas Nesachim, they had no Kmitza. Thus, the entire Mincha went on the Mizbeach. And those are the three examples. So there's no other example of a carbon that goes completely on the Mizbeach, so that you could say, Yofa Koyach HaMizbeach, Mikoyach HaKoyanim. Oila says the Gemara v'su leka v'ika oila. The oila was cool like color, right? You don't have to go past that. So the Gemara ika oira lekayanim. No, it's not true. What about the oir? The oir of the carbon oila went to the kayanim. Frank the Gemara v'ika oila sa'if. And there the oir did not go to the kayanim. Says the Gemara ika murah v'nutza. That was some of the intestines that went not on the mizbeach. Now, incidentally, it didn't go to the kohen either. But the mice, it didn't go on the mizbeach. Being that it didn't go on the mizbeach, it's not included in this list of korbanos that went completely to the mizbeach. Va'ikon nesachim. What about the yayin, the nesachim? Right, there was no halacha that the kohen got a little bit of the wine. All the wine went on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says l'shisin azli. Remember, there were two shisin by the yisoid on the bottom of the mizbeach, and thus, even though it went through the mizbeach, but it didn't. It wasn't achilas mizbeach. It wasn't consumed by the mizbeach in the way korbanos were. And as a result, it's not considered yofa koyach hamizbeach. Says the Gemara, umay bezu. The word bezu sounds like it's coming to be memayit something, be marbe something. What's bezu coming to be memayit? The Gemara lafugim the mishpul. Yeah, domash shmul. That's not the yayin. If someone is menad of yayin, so he's bringing yayin not as part of a bigger carbon, not as the nesachim of a carbon, but he makes a nedava. I want to bring a carbon. My carbon's going to be wine. So the halach is meviyoy umezalfa yalgabi yishin. And you pour it on top of the fire. This is a sugi mesach tzvachim. It comes into the psik reisha sugis. So you put it on top of the ishim of the mizbeach. So you see clearly you have a case of yayin where it's going completely on the mizbeach and it's not going l'shisin, it's actually going on the marach of the mizbeach. So according to Shmuel, you have a fourth example of yofa koyach hamizbeach mikoyach hakayhanim. So the Gemara says, that's why the Mishnah said, bezu kamashpon de l'shisin azli. It's lafukim in the Shmuel. It's coming not like Shmuel. Because you're right, according to Shmuel, you'd have a fourth example. Kamashpon one, that even yayin of nedava went l'shisin. But the Gemara says, mesayeh le l'shmuel. L'chud is a rayat l'shmuel. Meaning, as much as bezu is lafukim in the Shmuel, in the bezu, there's a mesayeh le l'shmuel as well. Don't Shmuel, it's not of shemen, koim tzev shor nechol. Someone's been out of shemen. So you do kemitza with the oil, and you give the shirayim to the kayhanim. Now, if Shmuel's not right, what would you do? You'd put all the shemen on the mizbech. If you put all the shemen on the mizbech, that would be your fourth example. So from the fact that the Mishnah says three and not four, it's mesayeh le l'shmuel. So on the one hand, the Mishnah's list of three is lafukeh mi de Shmuel. On the other hand, the Mishnah's list of three is mesayeh. Two different Shmuels. One is Shmuel regarding a menad of yayin. The other one is Shmuel as it relates to menad of shemen. The Mishnah at the end said, shtei alechem alechem aponim were two examples of menachos that go to the kayhanim. They don't go to the mizbech. And the Mishnah concluded, ubazeh yofa koyach Hakayhanim mikoyach hamizbeach. Said the Gemara, shtei alechem lechem upon it. Asu leko v'oyek chatos ha'oif. What about chatos ha'oif? Chatos ha'oif was completely nechel. Didn't go on the mizbeach as well. So you'll tell me the chatos ha'oif was part of the oilas ha'oif. Remeir Simcha and the oilas ha'oif went on the mizbeach. Okay, but the chatos ha'oif itself, lemaisa, never went on the mizbeach. So if yofa koyach hakayhanim mikoyach hamizbeach, says the Gemara, ikodama. You have the dam of the chatos ha'oif that did go on the mizbeach. V'ikol leik shemesh al mitzayra. What about the leik shemesh al mitzayra? That didn't go on the Mizbeach. It got matanoisa. There was still matanois. Now, incidentally, the matanois that were done with the, like Shem and Shalom Tzari, didn't go on the Mizbeach either. Some of them went by the Pareiches, and some of them went on the Mitzayir himself. But again, it's not all going, just like the Gemara said, by the Muran, the Nutza. It didn't go all on the Mizbeach. That's why Oyla Saif wasn't mentioned in the Reish of the Mishnah. Like Shem and Shalom Tzari didn't go completely to the Kayhanim, and that's why it's not mentioned in the Seif of the Mishnah. Umay Bezu, what's the Bezu of the Seif? Lavugim mandam ashtey alech my voice b'fnei atzman l'sreifa asyon. Kamashman, the Bezu yofa koyach Kayhanim loyal. Another difficult sugi that we learned together. Le'il mem vav amidbeis. But the Gemara over there discussed the machlokes. Tanoim, we know that the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem were ma'ak of each other, but only one was ma'ak of the other. So, Shimon Bar Yochai and Shimon Ben Azai both said that which one was the ma'akiv? It was the Kivsei Atzeres. The Kivsei Atzeres were ma'akiv the Shtei Alechem. So what mattered was the Kivsei Atzeres. If there's Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem. If there's no Kivsei Atzeres, there's no Shtei Alechem. Rabbi Kiva was the Das Yochid. Rabbi Kiva said it was just the opposite. The Shtei Alechem was what mattered. So if there was Shtei Alechem, there was Kivsei Atzeres. If there's no Shtei Alechem, there's no Kivsei Atzeres. But the point is, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's possible to bring Shtei Alechem without Kivsei Atzeres. Now, Rabbi Akiva l'chura agrees that the Kivsei Atzeres will matter the Shtei Alechem. So if you're bringing Shtei Alechem without Kivsei Atzeres, which according to Rabbi Akiva is possible, what do you do with the Shtei Alechem? So it was a machlokes in the Gemara. And one man Damar said, it goes l'sreifa. If it goes l'sreifa, then it comes out that it's possible that the Shtei Alechem will go on the Mizbeach. That's bizu. It's lafuke miman da'amar shtei alechem habam b'fneyatzma l'sreifa asyon. That the Kohen always gets the Shtei Halechem. Meaning, the Shtei Halechem is never going to be L'Sreifa. Not that it's going to go on the Mizbeach, but it's never not going to go to the Kohanim. That the emphasis on B'zeh Yofa Koyach HaKohanim L'Oilam. That's what we're trying to say. That the Shtei Halechem is always going to go to the Kohanim. It's going to go to the Kohanim in all situations, excel. So we're a little bit of a Bal Chayiv on some raid from the end of Sunday's daf. So just, we took a vote. And we'll go back to just one piece of raid, which was a digression on Sunday. It's certainly a digression this morning. But just to end an intense daf on a light note. So the topic of Sunday's daf, as the previous 2 or so weeks of dafin, was the Karban Oimer. As mentioned many times, there were many mitzvahs that permeate the halachas of the Oimer. Obviously, bringing the Karban Oimer, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, the mitzvah of Kitzira Sa'omer. The Gemara brought Shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Ayin Dalar Man Aleph, who holds that the mitzvah of Kitzira Sa'omer was Doiches Shabbos. Very big Kiddush. Kitzir is one of the Lametas Malachas. Stating that, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mitzvah of Kitzir is Doiches Shabbos. What's Rabbi Shmuel's card? It's a pasuk that's very much tucked away. It's in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk over there says, "Sheishes yomim tavoid, uvayoy mashvi tishbois, b'charish uvakotzer tishbois." And this pasuk is very out of context. It's not clear what exactly the pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Akiva said, "B'charish uvakotzer tishbois" is referring to Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel says, "B'charish uvakotzer tishbois" is referring to Shabbos. Okay, what's coming to teach me? Chayrish kaitzer. Lametas malachas aren't supposed to be mafurish in the Torah. It's dumya. It's learned out from the malachas hachashuvos in the Mishkan. B'chosh b'katzat tishbois is coming to teach me a very important halach that just like chayresh is always going to be a davar shel rishus, so too kaitzer. The only time it's going to be asar on Shabbos is if it's a davar shel rishus. So ktsiras rishus tishbois that you can't do on Shabbos. But what about a ktsiras mitzvah? Ktsiras mitzvah you can do on Shabbos. What's ktsiras mitzvah? Ktsiras oimer. So again, how did Rabbi Shmuel learn it? Because the Torah seems to be equating the Chayresh on Shabbos and Kaitzer on Shabbos. And Chayresh on Shabbos is always Rishos. Because how could you ever be Chayresh and you're doing a mitzvah? What's an example of Chayresh on? There's no such thing. So being that Chayresh is always Rishos, Kaitzer is always Rishos. Oh, that's Reyach Yiddish, because Kaitzer could be mitzvah. Only Kaitzer shall Rishos is also B'Shabbos. Kaitzer shall mitzvah, such as Ksiris O'Aimer, is going to be. Gemara in Sechtes Makis, Tavches on the Veis, this is a well known Gemara, because everything in Makis is relatively well known. And the Gemara in Sechtes Makis, Tavches on the Veis, says, Mechatesi, why was it so posh to Rabbi Shmuel that you can't be doing Chayresh on mitzvah? Why can't you do Chayresh on mitzvah? I have a perfect example. A person was Chayresh, he's plowing his field, because he wants to plant sa'irim, so that later he could take the 3 saw of sa'irim and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash with the 3 kayhanim and the sickles, b'machras b'pesach, l'hoitzim yulib and shalab by susim, even mekayim the mitzvah of akrav ha'sa'imer, and all the ancillary mitzvahs that come along with it. So l'chayre, chayre shal mitzvah is not shayach? Why is it a shayach? Maybe it's talking about where this person was. And the Gemara is a whole shakla of the Tariya, whether it, in fact this kasha is a good kasha. Ayin sham, osugi arucha, makis tavchas amabez. The Rajba was asked in a tshuva, and if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Aleph, tshuva 534. Tav kuf lamed aled, the Rajba was asked, says, I don't understand that whole sugya. There's a havamina that chayrish abishol mitzvah. If anybody ever worked on a farm, not that I would know, but would know that not every time you're chayrish does anything grow. So that means the person could sit there and he could be chayrish van haim bismargen, but due to natural causes, it's very possible that nothing. So how could the Gemara even have a havamina? Entertain the possibility, ask the shayl to the Rajba, that maybe chayrish is a mitzvah. How could a chayrish be a mitzvah? A mitzvah is the taich that I'm going to head and I'm going to do a mitzvah now and I know I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm going to be chayrish because maybe in the next season when it comes time to harvest my field, something's going to grow, maybe something's not going to grow. There's 9,000 things that can go wrong that can make it not work out. So what was even the havamina that chayrish should be a mitzvah? The Rashba liked the kasha very much. And listen to the Rashba's teretz. He says a dover neira. This is more dvar agad than anything else, but the Rashba says a dover neira. Says the Rashba, the teretz is based on a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Davav Amen Aleph. The Gemara over there is darshaning a classic pasuk in Sefer Malachi, the very, very end of Tanakh. Oz nidbru yirei Hashem ishes reyeyu vayakshiv Hashem vayishma vayikosev zeb zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechosh veishamoy. Says the Gemara, my ulechosh veishamoy. Amar Rav Ashi, chishev adam lasis mitzvah. If a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, venenas v'loyasah, and then an oynas happened, something unforeseen, natural causes, and he couldn't do the mitzvah, ma'al olav akosev kilu asah. It's as if he did the mitzvah. It says, Tot the Rajba, the Shayol, and the Shuva. He says, this Chayrish is a Chayrish on mitzvah. Kuzman of Shach. If something grows and they can bring the carbon oimer from what grew, so then it was a Chayrish on mitzvah. And even if nothing's going to grow, but they did it with the intention, there was a mitzvah, Srichas Kamana, that something should grow, and they should be able to bring the carbon oimer. So says the Rajba, Al Zen Nema, the Gemara, and Brachas, Davava, and Halif, Chishev Adam Lasseis Mitzvah, Menenes, Veloyasa, Malal of Akosov, Kiluasa. So they're going to get Schar Mitzvah anyways. So Mamon of Shachtaina, the Rajba, this is a Chayrishal Mitzvah. I think this Rajba is a gewaldige chiddush in the world of Lamdas. And without getting too falumd of it, but the Rashba is saying that this chayresh is a chayresh shal mitzvah, even if nothing comes from it. If nothing came from it, the Rashba liked the shayol's kasha. Then it's a gloy milsalam afreya. It wasn't a chayresh shal mitzvah. The Rashba liked the kasha. He wasn't disagreeing with the kasha. He didn't say you gloy milsalam afreya. It wasn't Rashba's teres. Rashba said, it's a good kasha. Maybe nothing's going to grow. Oh, but the Rashba marav shach. Even if nothing grows, it's a chayresh shal mitzvah. Because at the very least, you're a chishev adam lasis mitzvah, then enas v'layasa. L'mashal. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Ktziras Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. Let's say Chayresh Mitzvah would also be Doicha Shabbos. Let's say that would be the halacha. The Rashba sounds like in this tshuva he would tell you could be Chayresh for Sfiras Aymer, for Karban Aymer. Maybe nothing's going to grow. But Manav Shach, it's a Chayresh Mitzvah. Because even if nothing grows, you're a Chishev Lasseis Mitzvah, Venenas V'Layasa. As if to say Chishev Adam Lasseis Mitzvah, Venenas V'Layasa. Ma'al Olav HaKosav Kilo Asa allows me to look at the Maisa Chayresh right now as if it's a Maisa Mitzvah. So here's the digression. The digression is, Yesh Lacha, when the Gemara says, Chishev Adam Lasseis Mitzvah, Venenas V'Layasa, Ma'al Olav HaKosav Kilo Asa, doesn't mean he gets regular Schar Mitzvah. So a person was on his way to do a mitzvah, and he wanted to do it, and he just couldn't do it. And does he get schar mitzvah? That's a Gemara. There's nothing to talk about. Brachas davam v'naf. Does he get schar mamish as if he did the mitzvah? So pashit, you're going to tell me not. And the truth is, I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim on this Gemara, brachas davam v'naf from Reb David Yoel Weiss Shlita. He brings a whole list of mar mekaymis, a list of tremendous charifos and bekiyas, where he had 10, 15 mar mekaymas of gedayle achrayim, from Rabbi Yosef Engel to the Marsham to Rabbi Yaakov Emden to the Avnei Nezer, v'chule, who said, of course not. No one said that if you wanted to do a mitzvah and now an oinus happened, ma'ala olav akos of kilu, I said that it's literally as if you did a mitzvah. It means you're going to get schar mitzvah. It's not mamish as if you did a mitzvah. It says, omnam midivri achsam soifrezal, bekama mekaymas. Nira the sphere, that's why I couldn't hold the sign. The ain hevdel beschar bein a oisav apoyel the bein chishev lasis mitzvah. He says, but mitayrasa shal chsam sofer, I've learned not that way because the chsam sofer become a mekayma says not that way. And from the chsam sofer, it's mashma that if a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah and he doesn't do it, not only is he going to get schar mitzvah, it's a nice thing. Chalk it up as something really good that this person did, but it's going to be malo all of akos of kilo asa. He's literally going to get schar. No difference between the schar he gets and the schar that the person who actually did the mitzvahs. I'll just mention three of his marmakaimas. The first is in the Chdush Eichsam Soifer, Masech Teschulin, Daf Pezayin Amar Aleph, a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara there is discussing the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. The Gemara is also discussing that if somebody wants to do a mitzvah, and somebody else chaps the mitzvah from him, somebody ganves a mitzvah from you, you have to pay asara zehuvim. Says the Gemara, Maisa be'echad she'shachet. V'kodem chaveir v'kisa. It was a person who shechted a knife and he wanted to do kisei adam. He's about to do it. And somebody else went, quickly took the dam, he covered it, he did the mitzvah. And he went to Rabbi Gamliel. And this person was teveya in Torah. He told Rabbi Gamliel, this person he got, what did he steal from you? He didn't steal a deal from me. He didn't steal money from me. He stole the mitzvah from me. And Rabbi Gamliel listened, he tried the case and he said, you have to give him asara zehuvim. Somebody steals a mitzvah, you have to give the person. Says, I understand why he has to give him asar zehuvim. This person was ready to do the mitzvah. He was a chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas, because somebody else stole it from him, v'lo yasah. The Gemara says, Mal all of our kosel kilo asah. It's Rav Ashi's membrane, brachas davava men aleph. So why does he have to give him asar zehuvim? Chsam soifer said, asar zehuvim means you took it away from me. I didn't lose anything. In the Olam HaEmes, I get the same schar as if I did the mitzvah. So why do I have to give the asar zehuvim? And the Chassam Sofer says, oh, teretz. He says, vayitz tois, that the asar zehuvim is not related to the schar mitzvah. Because if it was related to the schar mitzvah, zok the Chassam Sofer wouldn't owe him anything. Because this person wanted to do the mitzvah. He was a nenes for lo yasa. It's mal olav akosav, kilo asa. Now, if mal olav akosav, kilo asa doesn't mean you literally get schar as if you did a mitzvah. It's just, it's a nice thing, you're going to get schar, but not mamash kilo asa. So that's why you had to give him that sar as a hufim. So it's tiny of David Yoelweiss. It's clear in the Chassam Sofer's kasha, and in the Chassam Sofer's teretz, and the whole discussion of the Chassam Sofer, of this sugya, that the Chassam Sofer must have held, that mal olav akosav, kilo asa means it's literal. The second Chassam Sofer is also in the Chedushi Chassam Sofer. It's a Masechtes Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. Chassam Sofer over there is discussing the Veltz Kasha. It's the Ran's Kasha in Perek Lulav HaGazel. The Ran asks a Kasha. Everybody knows mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno. Freak the Ran. Mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno? What do you mean mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno? What happened to the schar mitzvah that you're going to get? Lamashal, what's an example of mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno? Reuven made a neder, he's not going to have anor from Shimon. Comes to Beis Medrash, Rosh Hashanah, and he looks at the bima, and who's the Baal Tekeya? The Baal Tekeya is Shimon. Is he allowed to hear Tekeya Shaifer, or does he have to run to another shul? He made a neder, he won't have anor from Shimon. And right now, Shimon's going to be moitzim with Tekeya Shaifer. And the Gemara, Brachas Rosh Hashanah Chavches, has a gewaldige chiddush, mitzvahs lav lehonis nitno. So being that what I'm getting from Shimon is a mitzvah, I don't have pleasure from doing a mitzvah. I do a mitzvah because Hashem told me I have to do a mitzvah. But lav lehonis nitnu. So if Shimon wants to give me money, not that I can't take from it. He wants to do a taiva, I can't do that. But to be yoitza mitzvah, a mitzvah is not a dover shel hanof. Freak the Ran, what do you mean? We know that this is schar vahinish. And one day, the person that heard Kriya Shofar is going to get a gewaldige lichtige olam haba for this. How could you tell me mitzvah? It's the Ran's kasha. It's the Ran's kasha. What happened to schar mitzvah? Zok, the Chassam Sofer. An unbelievable teretz. He says, Reuven walks into shul, and Reuven wants to hear Tekiyah Shofar. He looks up at the bima, and he sees that he can't hear Tekiyah Shofar. Why can't he hear Tekiyah Shofar? Because Shimon is the Baal Tekeya. If Reuven's going to walk out now, and he's not going to hear Tekiyah Shofar, is Reuven going to get schar for hearing Tekiyah Shofar? He is. Because he's a chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasah, ma'al olav akos of kilasah. In other words, says the Chassam Sofer, when a person goes to do a mitzvah, as soon as I go to the mitzvah, even if I don't do the mitzvah, just for being chishev lasis mitzvah, I already get tzchar mitzvah. It's already ma'al olav akos of kilasah. When I do the mitzvah, it's just the gravy. I got the schar not for doing the mitzvah. I got the schar before I did the mitzvah. I got the schar for being chishev lasis mitzvah. So the Ran asked the kasha, mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu. Aren't you going to get schar for doing the mitzvah? Says the Chassam Sofer, no, I got the schar before I did the mitzvah. This is like chassidus haTorah, the achuna for the mitzvah. I get schar before I actually do the mitzvah. I get schar for being chishev lasis mitzvah. So when it comes to the actual mitzvah, you're actually not giving me anything. No, if I do hear it, I don't hear it. I'm not getting anor from you. What's the anor? The schar. I got the schar mitzvah. Walking to shul. wanting to tear shofar. I already got the schar mitzvah. It says the chasam shofar. I'll tell you a teretz to the Ran's famous kasha. Ran asked the kasha mitzvah of the hundreds. What about schar mitzvah? Zok the chasam shofar. Schar mitzvah is for the chishev. I don't need the mitzvah b'poil. So if that's the case, when I'm yoitz in the mitzvah b'poil with you, I'm not getting the schar mitzvah for the act. Thus, there's no hana. The actual mitzvah is lovely, honestly. No, I do it because I'm an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schar mitzvah that I got with or without you. So what am I getting from you? Mitzvah lovely, honestly. No. That's the chasam sofer. The third chasam sofer, which, yeah, is a chasam sofer in tshuva, where the tshuva is actually, it's a fascinating tshuva. The tshuva over there, it's kedai. We're going to go over an hour. It's kedai. The tshuva over there was sent, the shaila was sent to the chasam sofer like this. There was a yid, he was a sheikhit. He brings his name. And he had met somebody whose name was Michal Pashkes. And this yid, Michal Pashkes, was talking to this sheikhit. And he tells the sheikhit that he's very much mechaviv the mitzvah of Mila. Mitzvah's Mila, he's a mayo. And he gets on horses and buggies and he does what he can possibly do. To be a mayel at a bris milah. And this sheikh tells him, wow, it's so funny you say that. Because you know, my wife just gave birth to a baby boy. And Metz Hashem, Shatoiva Mitzlachas, Be'itayu Bezmanay, this is going to be a bris. Next Sunday, in my shtetl, if you want, you can come be the mayel. This yid heard that, this Michal Pashkes, he was all excited. He gets on a horse and buggy. Chasam Sofer says he traveled 4 hours to go to this Yid's bris. He shows up, and lo and behold, it was true, the sheikhet's wife gave birth to a baby. It was a baby girl. Was it a baby boy? So this sheikhet had made a prank on this Michal Pashkes. So he traveled for 4 hours. He thinks he's going to be the mother. It's unbelievable. This is a tshuva chasam sofer. It's a chesher mishpat simen kuf ayin vav. Look it up. But the kids are, so they went to the Rav, and they told the Rav of the city, where this Yid was a sheikhet, what happened. And a tumult broke out. They said, we trust this guy. I mean, this he has a sense of humor, but he's a sheikhet. I mean, Nevelis, Treifus, I mean, how can we trust him? And there was a big rash that they want to remove him. They don't want this person to be the sheikhet in the city anymore. The Rav felt it was above his pay grade, so he forwarded the shayla to the chasam sofer, and he asked the chasam sofer if this story is enough basis to remove this yid from his shtela, take away his parnasa, not allow him to be the sheikhet anymore. Either way, the chasam sofer wrote a tshuva. It's a short tshuva. And the chasam sofer said that really, in this shayla, just in general, you have to look at it from two angles. Number one, there's nothing to talk about. The sheikhet was over a loisase in the Torah. The loisase of atoinu ish es achiv, einas dvarim. So there's einas mamin, there's einas dvarim. And he quotes all the gemaras and the perek yizeh neshech, bav mitzit af nun tes, where the gemara talks about how chamer, einas dvarim is even more chamer than einas mamin. But the point is that Chasam Sofer says nothing to talk about. This yid was over a loisase in the Torah. Then he talks about. Is there any chayshem mishpat obligation that he has to give him? What would be the tzad? You hire somebody to do a job. This person, he spends money. He goes out now to do the job, and then he shows up, and there's no job to do. So there's actually a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's chayshem mishpat siman shin lamed gimel, shin lamed dalet, that talks about this. The same is true for a dvar mitzvah. If you go ahead and you tell someone, I have an opportunity for you to do a mitzvah, and this person goes out to do this mitzvah, so and now it turns out there was no mitzvah, so there's a chesha mishpah ramification. Not our sugya, but there's a chesha mishpah ramification. So it says the Chasam Sofer, while he's discussing the latter part, the potential chesha mishpah ramification, says the Chasam Sofer, does this yid now, this sheikhet owe Reb Michal Pashkes anything? Why does he owe him something? Because he let him up. He made Michal Pashkes think he was going to get schar for doing mitzvahs mila, when really he's not getting schar for doing mitzvahs mila. Zok Chasam Sofer, no, because this Michal Pashkes is anyways going to get schar for doing mitzvahs mila, because he's a chishev lasis mitzvah venenes v'lo yasa malol avakosav kilo lasa. He owes him nothing from that standpoint. I there's a cheshman. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's technicalities. I in sham the truth is Chasam Sofer, but he says you want to know if he ganvit from him schar mitzvah them garnish ganvit, because this yid went. He, with the right kavanas, in his mind, he thought he was, even though he was never going to a mitzvah, he thought he was going to do a mitzvah. And being that he thought that he was going to do a mitzvah, it's mala olav akasov kilo asa. At the end of the day, the Chasam Sofer told him, he said, listen, number one, do your due diligence, because don't just assume that this is what happened. So you have to really, really confirm that the facts are the way they're being presented to you. Assuming you do that, you have every right to remove this person. You don't have to, he told him, but you certainly have a right to do it. And if that's what the Olam feels they want to do, what he did was a chutzpah, you can force him to at the very least prove that he's done tshuva. So Chasam Sofer, he responded to the shayla. Lamaisa, I was just thinking that we speak out so many times. Rav Shlomo Kluger, right in the beginning of Avinu Ezer, every time you find Dikka, Kalam Labidus Ben Chaveri Teir, Mala Olav Akasov Ki'ilu Yaldai, Kalam Gadu Yasim Vyisayman B'teich Beisai, Mala Olav Akasov Ki'ilu, all the Ki'ilus, is it mamish as if it happened? Or is it not mamish as if it happened? If somebody learns kachin, it's ma'alav akasav, it's as if he's bringing an ayla and a mincha and a chatas. So did we all bring minchas kayanims this morning? Right? I mean, what's the kuh? The kuf adimian, is it mamish then? Shlomo Kluger declares, if somebody's megado yasam yisayim b'teich besa, is he mekayim the mitzvahs? I say they rise approval. Is it mamish keilu yaldai? So l'chura, chishev lasis mitzvah venenas v'loy asa ma'la olav akasav ki'ilu asa. This is another ki'ilu. So whether you get mamish schar mitzvah, you don't get mamish schar mitzvah. Roiv achreinim seem to hold you don't get mamish schar mitzvah. Mitayrasle shalach sam sefer. It would seem that you do get mamish schar mitzvah. We spoke about this Rashba in the world of Lamdas, that if somebody was chayrish l'shem karben oimer and nothing grew, it would be considered a meisa chayrish al mitzvah and could be you'd be doicha Shabbos even. I would mean nothing ended up growing. So my freya, how was it doicha Shabbos? Because manavshach, it was a chayrish al mitzvah. Even if the intent of doing a mitzvah makes it into a meisa mitzvah, I think it's a little bit more matim with the chsan sefer. But regardless, could be it comes down to the age old question of malol of akasov ki ilu asa. How far do you take the ki ilu?